And now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday the 17th of June 2024. The general synopsis at 1800. Low 4th, 997, expected 40s, 1004 by 1800 Monday. Low, just west of North Fitzroy, 1005, expected South Fitzroy, 1006 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, south at Cira. Easterly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. 40s. Cyclonic, 3 to 5, becoming west 4 to 6 later. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Cromarty. Northwest, 3 to 5, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. 4th, Tyne. West or northwest, 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dogger. West or southwest, 4 or 5, rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher. South, veering southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. German Bight. Southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later, showers, good. Humber. South or southwest, 4 or 5, decreasing 2 or 3 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Thames, Dover. Southwest, 4 or 5, decreasing 2 or 3 later, fair, good. White, Portland. Southwest, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Plymouth. Variable, becoming northeast later, 2 to 4, showers, good. Biscay. Southerly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar. West or northwest, 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy. Cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in far west. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Seoul. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Lundy Fastnet. Variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Irish Sea. West or northwest, 3 to 5, showers, good. Shannon, Rockall, Mallon. North, 4 to 6, showers, good. Hebrides. North, 4 to 6, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Bailey. North, 4 to 6, showers, good. Fair Isle. North or northeast, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Faroes. North, 5 or 6, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland. Northeasterly, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, rain later near Iceland, good, occasionally moderate later. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300 on the 16th of June. Tyree Automatic. North 5, 5 miles, 1004, rising. Stornoway. North by east, 4, mist, 1.5 miles, 1005, rising more slowly. Lerwick. Northeast, 2, mist, 4 miles, 1003, rising slowly. Wick Automatic. North-northwest, 3, rain, 1.5 miles, 1002, rising slowly. Aberdeen, north-northwest, 3, 13 miles, 1000, rising. Lucas, north-northeast, 3, more than 38 miles, 1000, rising. Boomer, southwest by west, 2, recent rain, 19 miles, 999, rising. Bridlington, west-southwest, 2, 1,002, rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 6, 5 miles, 1,007. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 4, 5 miles, 1008. St. Catherine's Point, automatic. West-southwest, 4, 1007, rising slowly. Jersey, west by south, 2, 9 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Scilly, automatic. West by south, 2, 7 miles, 1008, rising slowly. Milford Haven, west, 3, 19 miles, 1006, rising. Aberporth, southwest, 3, 24 miles, 1006, rising. Valley, west-southwest, 3, slight rain, 5 miles, 1004, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southwest, 5, slight rain, 19 miles, 1004, rising. Valentia, north-northeast, 2, 24 miles, 1007, rising. Ronald's Way, northwest, 3, 1003, rising. Malinhead, northwest by north, 5, recent drizzle, 5 miles, 1005, rising slowly. And Macrahanish automatic, west-southwest, 3, mist, 4 miles, 1002, rising more slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. Issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Sunday, the 16th of June, 2024. The general situation. A slack northerly flow will affect the British Isles on Monday as a low centre near Aberdeen moves away eastwards and fills. A northerly flow will be maintained on Tuesday as high pressure builds from the Atlantic. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. North 2 to 4, backing northwest 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in south. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 1 to 3. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, showers for a time in north, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, southwesterly 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 or 3 later, fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 1 to 3 later, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southwesterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 1 to 3, then northerly 2 to 4 later in west, showers at first in west, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Westerly, veering northerly or northwesterly, 2 to 4, becoming variable 1 to 3 later in east. Showers for a time in east, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. West or northwest, 2 to 4, showers at first, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or northwest, 3 to 5, showers at first, good. Isle of Man. Northwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first, fair, good. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Lock. Northwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in far southeast. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in Firth of Clyde. Showers, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. North or northwest, 4 or 5, showers, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, north or northwest 4 or 5, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. And Shetland Isles, north or northeast 3 or 4, backing northwest 4 or 5 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping forecast here on BBC Radio 4.
On BBC Radio 4.
Does that man who came today mean what he said?
Niamh Cusack reads the heartbreaking sequel to an acclaimed novel.
He means what he says, Tony whispered. There's no doubt about that.
Long Island, by Colm Tabin.
How is Jim Farrell? Oh, he's fine, fine. Did he ever... She stopped for a second. Marry? No, he didn't.
Long Island, by Colm Tabin. On Radio 4, available now on BBC Sounds.
Well, that's it indeed for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of my colleague Andrew Peach in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan, here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihoa.
At midnight GMT.
Hezbollah's increasing aggression is bringing us to the brink of what could be a wider escalation.
The Israeli military warns that the largest volley yet of cross-border strikes by the Lebanese militant movement could trigger a serious escalation. Also coming up on the newsroom with me, Janat Jalil. England celebrate after beating Serbia in their first game at the European Championship in Germany. We'll have a roundup of the day's matches. A number of major developing nations at a peace summit for Ukraine refused to condemn Russia. And... the multicoloured dance floor where John Travolta showed off his disco moves in the movie Saturday Night Fever is a star attraction at a Hollywood movie auction. That's all after this bulletin.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Zelensky has said Ukraine would hold peace talks with Russia tomorrow if Moscow's troops left his country. But he said Vladimir Putin was not ready to end the war. Mr. Zelensky was speaking as he wrapped up a conference in Switzerland in which almost 100 world leaders discussed Kyiv's proposals for peace. More details from Sarah Rainsford.
He stressed that 84 countries who had delegations here joined a joint communique which underlined Ukraine's right essentially not to be invaded and called for things such as an increase in prisoner exchanges, called for nuclear security, called for food security, all issues that the delegations here could talk about, could discuss and could essentially agree upon. But there were a handful of countries, including Saudi Arabia, India, Mexico, who didn't sign up to that final communique. And of course, the big missing part in all of this was not only Russia, but its big backer, China.
Police in Malawi say a vehicle and a motorcade transporting the vice president's body has ploughed into mourners in a village, killing four people. The politician, Saulos Chilima, died in a plane crash a week ago. Rory Gallimore reports.
Mr. Chilima's body was being taken back to his home village ahead of his burial on Monday. Thousands had gathered to see the coffin, but details of how exactly one of the cars in the convoy ended up crashing into a crowd are unclear. Some reports say villagers had blocked the road and some stones were thrown at the vehicles. Mr. Chilima's party has demanded a full investigation into his death in a plane crash. The president, Lazarus Chakwera, said the aircraft came down in bad weather, but not everyone in Malawi has accepted that explanation. There were some boos at a funeral service on Sunday when Mr. Chakwera spoke.
South Africa's former president Jacob Zuma has said